Well, good afternoon. This is Raymond Hall, and it seems like these weeks just come by very quickly. We are in the studio today with Mr. Bryant from he's the community
health promoter.
Health promoter
for the Watts
Health Center. And as you know, I have my cohort and co-host back.
Hello,
with us, and I am glad you are back in town.
Yes, I'm back and ready to rock and roll.
Okay. And it's an honor to have Watts Health here because,
yes,
you know,
is.
They are such a icon in the community.
Definitely.
Yes.
And you all have been providing health services and reaching out to the community for a long time.
50 years.
50 years.
Yeah,
50
celebrating
years.
This year, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary.
50th
wow,
anniversary.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And I know you all do a lot because we, I fellowship right around the corner from you all, right there at Grant.
Grant,
okay.
You're telling me that, definitely.
So we're looking forward to having an exciting time here today with the Watts Health Center. And we were talking about some of the things that you were talking about the what was that? The
what were you speaking of?
The thing with the people voting, not letting anybody know that they're voting.
Oh, right. What I wanted to do was just recap something that we had spoken about in a couple about one or two shows ago, which was the reconciliation process
mm-hmm.
for the repeal and replace of Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
This process is something that has been put in place in order to speed up and move forward the repeal in place of Obamacare, and it's what will be used in the current and upcoming vote in the Senate for the replacement of the bill. So I just want to let everyone know that this is very important. It's in place. It's moving forward. So what we need to do is we still need to put our hands on our phones and our feet to the ground and still get out there and let them know that we're concerned about what we are looking forward to. And it's all concerning pretty much the process of which is going to take place, the vote.
Yeah. Ms. Walker and I talked about this earlier today because everybody came making a contribution.
Definitely.
You know, the contribution of the first, the African in America.
Yes.
And over the course of time, the African American, and then, you know, me being a veteran, I just say American. That's just.
Right.
It
we
is
don't,
what
we
it
don't
is.
Say we're African American.
Yeah,
we just say we're an American.
American. Right. And now you have someone, we remember the history. We remember how they tried to get health care. President Barack
Clinton.
Obama, he wasn't the first one.
No.
Hillary Clinton, as the first lady for when Bill Clinton was the president.
Right.
She tried to, and they just, they shut her down.
Exactly.
And so they've been trying to get health care, and we know in the Watts community that health care is essential. If people don't have health care, the community is that much weaker. So when you and I were talking,
mm-hmm.
I thought that it was important that we bring this issue back up because what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, is they are passing these things and moving this thing in secret.
Exactly.
It's not coming to the floor of public vote so you can go back in the middle of the night and you can see what the record is. You can see how they voted and everything else. This thing is not coming to the floor.
No, it's not.
And the bill that what they did was they wanted to make it a bad thing, and they called it Obamacare. So every time they called his name, you would think of something bad.
Right, but it's really the Affordable Care
Act. It's the Affordable Care Act.
That's what it is.
Okay.
ACA.
ACA, yes.
The Affordable Care Act. Now, this American Health Care Act coming
with—
another
whole story.
It's
a tax
whole
cut. It's going to be a $600 million tax cut for the wealthy. So pretty much it was in the Vox News reported today, June 15th, 2017.
Now that's VOX, not FOX.
Not Fox, Vox.
Okay.
On the internet, and it's one of the reports that was just reported today that is moving forward. And it's just, we all need to be we need to pay attention to what's going on, because by the time you discover it, the new act is going to be in place based on this reconciliation. I know it seems like I'm just saying it over and over and over, but the reason why I'm making a point about it is it's the process in which they're going to be able to pass the repeal and replace, not a normal vote. So normally you need 60 to 61 votes. Now, because of this reconciliation, you only need the 51 votes. And that's vital.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you to go a little bit further. I'm going to ask you to pick up the phone and start calling people. And I'm going to tell you why it's important. The man who put forth that horrific act, I'm not excusing it in any kind of way, but the man with the gun in the park and just start shooting up.
Right, that just happened a couple of days ago.
Yeah, that's what happens when people feel like they ain't got no voice. Now, I'm not saying it's right. Please don't misinterpret me. I'm saying, in fact, that it's absolutely wrong to do those kind of things. But what I'm saying is, you have a government that's doing some things, and then say we ain't doing nothing wrong. You taking away insurance from millions of people, and you're saying we aren't doing anything wrong. So what we are simply saying is this. You don't have to be a Republican to let your voice be heard. You don't have to be a Democrat to let your voice be heard. If you know that someone is passing something and it's going to adverse affect your house and your community,
or
is your house.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, your community is your house.
Yes, it is.
Watts
is
my house.
Yes, it is.
Because that's my community.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to just go upstream, but you know, there's a reason why in God's word it talks about the gate. You don't even get to the person's door. You have to get to the gate
first. Exactly.
Okay, so somebody is at our gate, and what they're trying to bring to our house is not going to serve our house well.
And a lot of people will be affected by these changes as far as the medical. 23 million people or more. And it's a sobering number to think about that many individuals that will be without health care.
Okay. So that's why one of the reasons why Brian is here today. We're going to talk about health care. We're going to talk about Watts. And we're going to talk about all of the good things that you all are doing. So now you told us 50th anniversary this year.
Yes.
Okay.
Celebrating that.
Right.
That'll be in October.
Okay. Now, first of all, tell us about you. I hear that you recently graduated with a bachelor's degree.
Yeah, I just graduated from Cal State Dominguez.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, congratulations.
With my degree in health science.
So, okay.
And my denomination is healthcare management.
Okay.
I'm still not stopping. I'm going on to the master. So took me a little bit, you know, a couple of gray hairs to realize that you can't stop.
Right.
And that's why I have my sons and try to teach them. They see me do it, you can do it.
It's gone
are the days where your parents say, do as I tell you, not as what I do.
Right.
I'm showing you what to do.
That's wonderful. You have both of his sons here in the studio with him, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have a reverse camera that can catch him, but I mean, I think that's a wonderful thing for the children to be able to come and see.
And he's leading by example, and that's a beautiful thing to see.
Definitely.
Okay. So now you're the community
health promoter.
Yeah. At Watts.
At Watts.
How did you land at Watts?
Oh, man. It's a long journey. I started as a medical assistant in urgent care.
Okay.
And then I did 2 years there, and then I transferred to facility service, and then I transferred over to community health promoter.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's been a long journey, and I think my previous life, I was in promotional marketing, and then I kind of got out of that because I got married. Mortgage payments. You know, I needed a real 9-to-5 where I got a check every 2 weeks.
Right.
And so Watts was that check every 2 weeks. And then the Lord put me right back into promotional marketing. And now I promote health and not just promote events.
Wow. So okay. You wrapped it all together.
Back around again.
So you're in the community.
Yes.
Promoting health.
Promoting health, wellness, just educating our people on where they can go to get health coverage.
Right.
Because a lot of people don't know. Even myself, tell you a little story about Watts Health. I thought it was just like a STD clinic like Curtis Tucker is in Inglewood.
Right.
I didn't know it was as diverse and multifaceted as it is now. Mm-hmm. So my wife, she's an RN. She used to work there. Mm-hmm. And she told me to come in. I looked at it. I was like, man, why people don't know about this right. place, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just ironic now. I'm the person that's telling people about the place.
About the place, right, mm-hmm. right.
Yeah, and so what it is at the Watts Health Center, we have adult medicine, pediatrics, OBGYN. Mm-hmm. We have on-site laboratory, on-site radiology, mm-hmm. Vision, on-site ophthalmology, on-site dentist. I like to tell people, it's like a hospital without overnight stay.
Okay.
You know, so sound everything
like,
is all under one roof.
Like one of them great
nice and convenient.
Yes,
you know?
All inclusive.
Yeah. So, you know, people can log onto the website, watshealth.org, get a little bit more information. But the key thing is you have to come in there and see it.
Right.
And
right.
what I like to tell people, what inspires me is that it's wasn't founded by us, but it was us who kind of run it. We have black doctors there.
Right.
And that's one thing I found was instrumental when my kids get a chance to see mm-hmm. a doctor that looks like them.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? My oldest, he wants to aspire to be a cardiologist. Mm-hmm. And so now he actually sees
a cardiologist.
Doctors that are his same kind. Wow. And it
yes.
motivates him yeah. to move forward.
Well, you know? I will say this, good cardiologists.
Yeah.
I won't even, maybe she'll tell you my story.
Yeah. I know you're telling me your story.
Yeah, that's yeah. like, ooh, wee. Yeah,
yeah, as soon as yeah. he said that, your little heart skipped a beat.
My little heart skipped a beat. Hey, yeah. hey, hurry up.
Yeah, so, you're telling me your story. Okay. Yeah, yeah, so definitely.
Yeah. yeah, so now, I must share, we have gone to a mini meeting there at that center, and I did not know it afforded all those services.
Yeah.
When we come in, you go down a hallway to the right.
Mm-hmm.
There's the counter. Yeah, the little double doors. And we always go to the right. And I just see all of these people that go down this other way. And I wonder, what are they doing?
Yeah.
You know, but we go to meetings because you all are just, you have your pulse. You have your hand on the pulse of yeah. the community when it comes to health.
Mm-hmm.
There are three giants, and this is what they used to do when it came to affording services for the community.
Right.
They looked at the three pillars that was in that community, and the three pillars were Watts Health provided mm-hmm. the health, mm-hmm. all health services in that community,
right.
and WLCAC mm-hmm. was the economic engine. Mm-hmm. And they look to Grant as that spiritual beacon
okay.
for that community because we're like 110 years old.
Wow.
And you all are 50.
50, yeah.
Uh-huh, and WLCAC, they've been there a long time, too.
They have.
So, the other thing that was interesting to me is that you all serve such a large population in a small geographic area.
Yeah, but we've kind of spread it out a little bit more now. So
is that right?
Yeah, we have a Crenshaw Community Health Center, which is right okay. here off of Santa Rosalia.
Mm-hmm.
We have two.
Now that's Watts Health as well.
Yeah, yeah, it's just Crenshaw Community.
Wow.
But it's, uh-huh. you know, the parent company is.
It's your parent.
Is Watts Health.
Watts
Care.
Health. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So tell me this. So you use what card? So you have to have Medicare or Medicaid when you come in?
Well, we have it depends. So okay. like right now with the ACA being passed, most people have to get some form of health coverage.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what that means is you have to go into the marketplace, shop for you some insurance, mm-hmm. Whichever within your budget range. And
right.
then mm-hmm. now we don't know if they're still going to do the subsidies, you know, with
right,
everybody.
Right,
that
right.
was providing everybody the opportunity to get the health care
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because it is quite expensive. But like I was telling people, you're forced to put insurance on your car.
So
why are you crying because they're forcing you to put insurance on your health?
Right, that's the basis of what they're saying.
You know, now once I educate people like that, they look at it in a different way. Like, man, you're right. You know, so it shouldn't be a big issue. But if we have people who, say, for instance, if you have a life-changing event, you lost your job or something, you can't get affordable health care until October. It's like opening. It's open season, open enrollment season. So
mm-hmm.
What we have is special programs that's based off a sliding fee scale.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can come see a doctor for as little as $30 up to $100 based on your income. Mm-hmm. And that covers most of your visits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for give you an example, you have a problem, say you have a stomach and you come to the same day clinic,
mm-hmm.
you pay $30 if you within that pay range,
mm-hmm.
and then that'll cover your office visit for that day.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you have to come back for another thing, it's another $30. It's almost like a pay as you go.
Pay as you go.
Yes,
what about the prescription? Is that included?
It depends on what it actually is.
Okay.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like say for instance, if you say you're on heart medication or something like that, then you pretty much are in the system somewhere.
Right.
Medi-Cal
right.
or something had you covered, and hopefully you talk to your caseworker and got all that handled. But if that falls through the cracks, we have programs that'll cover you too with that.
Very good.
You know, I knew about Augustus Hawkins.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the services that they provide. I never knew that there was that many services at
Watts Health. That's why we're so grateful and glad to have you here today.
Yeah, it's more services than I even told. We even offer transportation. So,
oh, that's beautiful.
You know, so if people need to get to the doctor, we'll come pick you up, bring you to the doctor, bring you home.
What about the Planned Parenthood portion?
We do have, like that would be our MCH, maternal child health. That who you would come through that. And usually when you talk about when I think of Planned Parenthood, I'm like, okay, you want to do education, family planning.
Now, yes,
we do have
yes.
that, and we like to start that young at our and in our wellness centers at the high schools.
Okay,
you know, start educating.
Like, yeah, you do have one at Locke. Young.
Yeah, our Locke and at Jordan.
Okay, Locke and Jordan.
Yeah, so that's what we try to teach them there, and then they'll kind of learn. And then we offer protection and everything. It's gone are the days when I was coming up, you had to, you know, sneak to the pharmacy and say, hey, give me those over there, you know, don't tell my mother, you know what I'm saying? Now everything is a little bit more open and honest, I think, because everybody didn't have dialogue.
Or hit up them nasty machines in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Put your cord in there and it didn't work. Beating on the machine.
Those days are long gone.
That was before my time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the community health
promoter
from Watts Health, Mr. Brian, with us. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. When we come back, you all are doing a health fair.
Yes.
So we're going to talk a little bit about the health fair, and we're going to talk about a few other things.
All right, cool.
And
cool,
we're going to be right back.
We'll be right back.
Okay. We are back. This is Raymond Hall, your host. We're here with your co-host, Erica Walker, and our special guest here today, Mr. Bryant with the Watts Health Center, the community health promoter. And you all are having a health fair on the 17th.
Yes, yes. That's our 10th annual Men's and Family Health Fair.
Okay.
Free to the public. Come on out. Bring your family. Uh-huh. That's why it says Men's and Family.
So it's not limited to the Watts.
Not limited to the Watts area. Uh-huh. It's just located in Watts where we all started from.
Okay.
Because you might know back in the days yourself, you couldn't be called West of Broadway after dark.
That's true.
You know, and that's where it all started in Watts. So I like to tell everybody, don't be afraid to come back where it started from.
Where it started. You know, they built, they show you, they built the 105 over it.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
Right around it.
It went right over.
So you can drive by. You don't have to walk, go through.
No, they said, we don't want you. No, we want to drive over it. That was the other brother.
That wasn't
us. That was the other brother.
Okay.
And then they spent all the money and didn't put up but a 2-lane freeway. What's that about? Okay. I tell you, you all have such a rich history because the Watts Summer Watts Festival.
Yes, they do have a Watts Festival every year.
Yes.
And you have the Watts Summer Games that they just starting back up.
Yes. You all are young. You don't remember that.
Right.
I remember the Watts. It was so many people. That was one of the first times I saw that many people.
Mm-hmm. In one location.
In one location.
Yeah. It's before my time, but I seen the history
Me
book.
Too.
So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Wasn't before my time.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Isaac Hayes was playing, and it was, my goodness, there were so many people there and watched.
I was loving it.
I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the health fair is going to be
this Saturday. 10 to 5.
10 to 5. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's for families.
Yeah. Men and the family.
Okay.
Bring your kids out. Wives can come out. We offer free mammograms for the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
For the men's, we're doing the prostate screenings. We're doing diabetes screenings, cholesterol screening, vision, dental, HIV, STD, bone density. Just pretty much every screening you can possibly get to lead you to better health.
They'll give you the results right then and there?
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Well, PSA is a little different. We got to send it to the lab and get it back. The mammograms also, we'll take the mammograms. We have to get it read by radiologists and things. Yeah. And you'll get those really pretty much within a week, 7 days. Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of people. I'm looking at all of your community collaborators. It's a lot of people that make this happen, but we would just be absolutely remiss if we didn't stop and thank Dr. Roderick Seamster, who is the president
and CEO,
and Dr. Oscar Brooks, who's the chief medical officer,
Oliver Brooks,
and supervisor of adult medicine, Renee Katz, and all of the people from some places you go and they want to talk about the front desk,
right?
But you can go to the Watts Health Center, and they call it the help desk. Yes.
The help desk, so anybody can be there.
It's a help desk. It's not like a front desk.
Right,
They had this new model and new thinking.
New
and
concept. It makes sense.
It works out okay. Now, how early and how late does the center stay open? The
center's open at 8 o'clock in the morning. It stays open to 7 o'clock at night. That's for our same-day appointment clinic.
Okay.
Yeah. So the normal business hours is from 8 to 5, but same-day clinic stays open from 8 to 7.
Okay.
So, you know, no matter what time you get sick, you still can see service. You know?
Wow. I am just so impressed because that center has been there through thick and thin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The room where we're at now on 103rd and Compton, we've been there since 78.
Mm-hmm.
And we started off on 103rd and Grape in 67 with just trailers, you know.
Right, right.
Modules came in, they dropped them on the platform.
Platform,
that's what it was. And then in 78, they opened up the one we're at now.
Mm-hmm.
And then they moved out of there and moved into the new state of the art.
Yeah.
Well, state of the art then. You
right,
know what
right,
I'm
right.
Saying? Mm-hmm. Then now it's still pretty much state of the art.
They were before their times, pretty much.
Yeah, we renovated everything. Now everything is electronic medical records.
Right.
So you go into every office, every exam room has a computer there. Mm-hmm. The doctor has quick, easy access to all your medical files and information. I say we're no different than Cedars-Sinai.
And I see you guys are partnered with Cedars-Sinai here.
Yeah, Cedars is, they've been a champion for helping us with the blood drive. And so they pretty much come and
so people, if someone needs to be admitted, they're admitted into Cedar or just they're admitted into the closest hospital like St. Francis or something.
Well, we'll give you an example. Cedars is just there doing a blood draw.
Okay.
They're not seeing patients or anything.
They're just
providing an extra service for us.
Okay.
Just, you know, because they have a mobile
blood unit. Okay.
And then they have a special sickle cell division at the Cedars that pretty much helps, you know, us. With sickle cell.
Okay.
And so they're just helping us out with that. But if you come to the health center, you go through our little registration part in the beginning, and we find out that, you know, say if your blood pressure is elevated or you having a life-threatening situation, we'll instantly rush you to our same-day clinic, get you stabilized, and if you need to go to the hospital, it'll be whichever one within your medical scope. So if you have insurance, we'll send you to your hospital, and then if you don't, it'll be the closest one, either St. Francis or Sentinella.
Okay. Right.
Now, talk to us about the sickle cell. The blood drive, you all have a blood drive for sickle cell.
This has been the second year we did it. We did it a couple of years before, but we didn't get enough of participation from African Americans. We need African American blood because that's what you really find a match for those who have sickle cell, seeing as it's really predominantly run rampant in the African American community.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
It runs in the Latino community too, but it's just more
African American.
And so what we do with that is last year I think we did 75 units of blood, which was, you know, Cedars was like, wow, nobody's ever done that before.
Really?
And so I definitely want to keep on with that tradition of asking our people to come out and donate blood, because I like to say this, I'm like, a lot of people say, oh, I don't like needles, or I don't want to give blood.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you, if you was about to die and they said you need to get some blood, you got your arm out.
That's right.
You know, so I just say, set your arm out before you need it. It's almost like paying it forward.
Exactly.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
What it
so,
is.
You know, hey,
because you never know.
Blood, you never know. You never know when you might need it, or one of your loved ones might need it.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's affecting very young children.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It doesn't have an age discrimination.
Not at all.
At all.
You'll first find out when they're young.
Yes,
you know, and then as you get older, hopefully your body can retain the abuse it's taken over the years, and mm-hmm. you can live a productive life. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
It's a debilitating disease.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, when they have their episodes, it's kind of, I can't imagine what it's like. You know, one of the little girls who, she's not little now. Her mom works at Watts, and she has sickle cell. So when she goes through a crisis, and she's just like, it just makes
in
your
pain.
Whole body
mm-hmm.
just in pain. And, mm-hmm. and you know, as a father now, you don't want to see a kid go through that. None of that,
right.
You know, and I understand it more by being a father. Before, when I didn't have kids, I was like, I don't really understand
right.
it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I respect it, but mm-hmm. I don't.
Yeah. Now since I have kids, you know, I've been a little bit more enlightened about the whole situation and about health as a general speaking. I'm more health conscious now. I eat a little bit better. Because I just want to be around for my kids, you
right.
know. Because I never knew none of my grandfathers. They died early due to
heart
attacks and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And so I love my kids to death. I want to see great-grandkids, mm-hmm. grandkids.
I see that.
You know, if I could see great-great, you know, still.
Really,
then I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
Right,
so.
Right.
Tell us
and
about,
that's the important thing.
Oh, I was going to ask you about how the recent political activity affects the health care that you are giving at the Watts Health.
Well, right now we haven't really been affected by it yet, because mm-hmm. as long as you know the people's president doesn't cut Medi-Cal or Medicaid, mm-hmm. I think we'll be pretty mm-hmm. good.
Okay. Well, the effects really wouldn't take a place until 2018. But what organizations are doing is they are planning for those cuts. They're not
waiting until the cut.
Until the cut, and then have to cut back.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, okay, if this is what's going to happen, then we need to deal with it right now.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And that's devastating, because I don't think you can ever get enough. I kind of made a joke of it when I laughed. I mean, when I said it, but it's really a serious situation. If a person don't have teeth in their mouth, they can't chew.
Exactly.
And if they can't chew,
they can't eat.
And if they can't eat, they're not going to be healthy. Okay, so it's just unconscionable to me that some of these people will go up and say that they want to take away the insurance.
They just also another thing you had on that we didn't ask you yet was dental. Dental is a vital needed process.
Yes, we do.
And so,
let me tell you how sweet our dental program is.
Tell me about it.
Our dental program is $50. It's off a beat sliding fee scale, starting at 50, depending on what you just say. When I do this bottom, that's like pretty much anything under $38,000. I think that's pretty much everybody in our community.
Right.
So with that $50 covers cleanings, fillings, extractions, x-rays, covers your exam. Mm-hmm. So give you an example, you come in there with a toothache, you pay $50.
Mm-hmm.
You get an x-ray, you get an exam, and the dentist can either fill that tooth or pull it for the same $50.
Okay.
Three teeth, $150. You need anything else, braces, bridges, root canals, partials, all I can say, I guarantee we're cheaper than everybody else because we're federally funded. So the feds kind of pay most of the fee, with 10 turns lowers your fee. So I know a lot of people who went to Western Dental and, you know, and all this for a root canal, and they're paying like $1,700.
Right.
And like, oh my goodness, why?
Right. So they can come over to the Watts Health and Community Clinic, and they can get, because dental work, even if you have Medicare and you have other insurances, dental is not covered. So you have to pay for that.
And
so
even
that's
with
very
the,
important.
Well, they do offer now in the ACA.
Okay.
But once again, what that means is you're paying a monthly premium.
Okay.
Right.
And that's where it's like a pay.
And it gets complicated.
It does.
Because I thought I was in pretty good shape. Somebody gave me the card and told me, well, you don't have prescription. You don't have Part D.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, what is Part D? You got to have.
The part you need.
The part I need.
Exactly.
Okay, it's like, give me a break.
So, and I like the fact that you said that the partials and all of that is included. I mean, you can get that done as well.
You can get that done as well. Yeah, we have an on-site lab that actually makes the teeth for you on-site. So everything is on-site. I mean, I just like to tell everybody, you got to come down to the health center and really to experience it and just appreciate what, you know, our forefathers before us have laid down for us now. You know, that's just what it is.
Now, you all's lab is right there?
On-site.
Right, so you don't have to wait.
Yeah.
Because I know some people
dental
that
lab is on site,
mm-hmm.
and as well as our medical lab is on site. So you don't have to, doctor say, okay, we need to take them blood or urine. Oh, why don't you go down about four blocks over this way, go to that lab over there. No, you just walk to the back of the building.
What about the x-rays and MRIs?
The x-ray, just walk to the back of the building.
MRI too?
Yeah, and they do right now electronic medical records. The doctor see you, I'll say, I'm going to send you an x-ray. All right, boom. It'll be over there. to the lab before you get there, over to radiology before you even get there. And all you do is go in there and wait for it to be called, take your picture, say cheese, and you're good to go.
So now how is it funded? How is the Watts Health Center funded?
We're a federally funded health center. We're one of the first of five federally funded health centers that were created in the country. So when you say Watts is a champion, we've been a champion, you know, for years. And I think a lot of people have came to Watts to and modeled, used our model to make theirs look like ours.
Okay, and what about your community support and how people can get involved?
Yes, we do have a community service. We have a we have behavioral health. We actually have substance abuse clinic, the House of Uhuru. So we pretty much got anything that a help person, anybody, behavior. You just got to ask. That's all it is. You got to ask. And a lot of our people don't know where to ask at.
Right. They don't know.
And that's what you use your forum for, your platform, to educate our people on where they can go and where they can receive help.
And to take all the stigmas away from anything that you may need, there's an opportunity to go right here in the heart of the city, which it is the heart of the city, and you can receive some concrete medical information, resources, and care.
No matter where. You don't have to come to Watts. You can come right around the corner.
To Santa Rosalia.
Santa Rosalia.
Now, what about inpatient treatment?
It depends on what are you what facet you're talking about.
When someone needs residential treatment for drugs, alcohol,
you will be at our House of Uhuru.
Okay,
and then you can you can stay there at the House of Uhuru until you're taken care of, and then once you graduate from the House of Uhuru, you've been rehabilitated. Okay. And now it's time for you to, you know,
get up and get a job.
Productive
citizen. Go back into the community.
Yeah, because we have a lot of people who went through the House of Uhuru who are now employed there at Watts. So not only are they helping, they're employing you at the same time.
Right.
So,
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a lot of information. We're going to take one last break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap it up. We've got about 10 minutes left, and we've got a few things that we've got to touch bases on while you out of town. We had some people here from the Kirkland Academy.
Yes, and they were very interesting, gave us a lot of information.
They were quite interesting.
Top notch.
So we're going to take our last break, and when we come back, we're going to be here with Watts Health Center, and we are so grateful to have someone that's so knowledgeable about what's in the community that we're going to pick his brains a little bit more with the time.
I'm ready now.
Okay. I'm ready. We'll be right back.
And we have to really talk about the world.
We're talking with Brian there at the Watts Community Health Center. The Watts Health Center. He's the community health promoter. So, he just turned it over in Spanish. I'm going to leave that one alone, too. Okay. We were having a conversation about serving veterans, and like most, if someone is a veteran, they just turn them around and turn them to the VA. The VA has gotten considerably better than was in the past because it had a history. Okay, and anytime you could find something, anything other than the VA, you look for it. Okay. So, you all are having your family has a legacy.
Right. The Stell Van Meter Multipurpose Center at 7600 South Avalon this weekend. Friday, we're having a Father's Day barbecue. So make sure to, come down or call or check us out. And also, the ladies that were here from Kirkland. I enjoyed that show. It was very informative. And it was just so marvelous to know that right there in the community, they're doing a lot of new innovative approaches in education with our children.
You know, they spoke about research.
Yes.
And that was a twist to me because, you know, the STEM, I'm good with that, the math and the
science
and the technology. I was good at it. But then when she said they teach them research.
Right.
I walked into one of the rooms Sunday, and they were inventorying the books, not this Sunday, but the Sunday past, and they just had a room full of books.
Right.
And I'm just going, wow. And they love those kids and just teach those kids and those kind of things.
Yeah, my kids go to a STEM program also as well.
Really?
And we did a field trip to SpaceX. I think I was more excited than the kids. You
right.
Know I'm like, man, you know you had y'all in SpaceX.
Right.
You understand this?
That's like NASA in the community.
Mr.
In the community.
Tesla.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When I grow up, I'm one of those two.
You know, they just hit some kind of milestone, something that I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was some kind of milestone that they hit that was recognizable in the industry. Mm-hmm. Now, so this Friday.
This Saturday,
you all are having the community event.
Yes.
It's open to the public.
Definitely.
There's going to be health screening, both for men and women. This is a good weekend to go. Guys, this is Father's Day. Okay, so you can look forward to two things. That Father's Day gift, I'm just throwing it out there, so the people who are paying attention, they need to pay attention, okay? And then go get the screening so you would be around next year to do it again. Get that Father's Day gift again. I know that you all do a lot of work there because when the community is not being served, you see them very vocal about their health care is inadequate. You don't see that at Washington.
No. You've seen it after the 65 riots.
Right.
And then 2 years after that, it was called South Central Multipurpose Health Center at the time. Then it went to, I believe they said Watts Health System, then Watts Health Foundation, and now it transitioned to Watts Healthcare Corporation.
Okay.
Wow. So it's always been there for 50 years, helping everybody. So the names may have changed, but the service has been the same.
Okay. You know? Well, give us some contact information. Give us some contact numbers, web pages,
right,
Facebook,
definitely,
and all that kind of stuff.
You can log on to Facebook and look at Watts Health. You can sign us on there. You can call us, area code 323-564-4331.
Okay.
That's 323-564-4331.
Mm-hmm.
Call center is open. You can talk to a receptionist. You can ask any questions about how you obtain services. And go on to the website, wattshealth.org.
Okay.
You can check that out also as well. You can hit us, I think we're on Twitter.
Right.
IG, you know, so IG is for the younger kids.
We will be adding them on,
you know what
too.
I'm saying? So it's just time to, you know, new social media, I think, has been so dynamic. I don't think nobody could imagine how
that it would be as powerful as it is.
The phenomenon behind it.
Yes, you know, that, I mean, I think we have about 4 computers in our house now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think kids, everybody got a laptop. You know what I'm saying? And I was just remembering the internet.
See, they got them phones, too.
Right, and they're online right now, I'm sure.
Yeah, and that's
live
just
streaming.
Mini computer.
Exactly. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, just information is now at your fingertips now.
Right.
So, just definitely use it. Call us up. You know, there's no excuse for that.
Yeah. Well, we definitely want to thank you again for coming by and for giving us all of the information. We're going to extend the invitation to you again. Please come back anytime that there's something going on. Come by and let us know.
Yeah, maybe we can hook up one time and get CEO and CMO. Maybe they can, you know, out their busy schedule and really talk to the viewers.
Dr. Roderick Seamster, President
Dr. Oscar Brooks,
invitation.
Chief Medical Officer.
Yes. Anytime
love
they
to
want.
Have you here seen on our
and program. Supervisor of the
Adult Medicine.
Miss Katz, you know, come on in. I haven't talked to her in years, but my friend Dana Knowles, I don't even know what position she holds.
Oh, she's
there.
VP of Administrative Operations.
VP of Administrative Operations.
Yeah, that's my supervisor.
Yeah,
supervisor. Yes, we love
to have
you here.
She and I have worked, let me put it like this, we worked on some of the same projects and in the same rooms and that kind of thing, and I know she is really committed to the community and her service
from
and everything else.
From the
community, and I think she's got a whole lot of letters behind her name, too, MBA, PhD, or something.
So, I know the MBA.
MBA.
No,
definitely. So to everybody at Watts Health, we want to thank you for what
for
you're doing. We want to thank you for taking care of the community. We want to thank you for all spreading all of the love because you got a whole community of people looking to you for health care and everything else.
To Mr. Brian, I wanted to thank you for sitting on our panel today. We look forward to having you back again to keep us abreast of what's going on. And I want to throw in, we just find today Mr. Hall, The Raymond Hall Show is officially on Facebook, so you can go to the RaymondHallShow.com and the Raymond Hall Show on Facebook. And to like I said, we're newbies there, so go check us out, leave us a message, give us your information, and we look forward to building a new audience with you on the Facebook world.
Like Facebook.
We don't want to leave without recognizing the service of those men and women that are serving actively in the in the services of the United States of America. For those that are currently serving, we thank you. For those that have served, we thank you. And for those like Watts Health who are continuing to serve, we want to salute you. I especially want to thank Ms. Walker for all of the work that she does. I mean, she's really invaluable because
thank you. You're welcome.
She does a lot. You know, it's the tip of the iceberg is sitting by my side here and being on this show. Most of the mountain is what you don't see that she's doing and making sure things happen. We want to thank Ms. Felicia Morris of Morris Media Studios, because without her in the studio, we would not be able to broadcast to you. And we want to thank you. You know, everybody brings service to the table. This nation, you know, think about it. What we tell you all the time, this is a different conversation. This is about service. Your job, that's something that you do to take care of you. Your service is something that you do to take care of others. So no matter what you do in your life, just make sure you continue to have some service. Our time is out, and we're going to say goodbye, and we'll see you next time.
Next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.